Welcome back to another Edge Got In podcast. Thank you for joining us today. And we are jumping into a topic that perhaps you have had a little bit of practice with as you are working your way, sometimes kicking and screaming through these Earth School classes that give us the opportunity to prune for growth and refine the character that actually creates the freedom that we truly seek behind closed doors. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, dear Lord, we open our heart and our mind to your unselfish ways today. We serve others sometimes from a place of restriction. You served others over your own needs. You continually loved in the face of hatred. May our motives be rooted in your love for us. For we cannot give out what we have not experienced and mastered within. Help us to put to death all of the faces of greed in our life. Make us aware of the tricky spots that greed hides behind when it comes to our behavior. We find ourselves in a place of generosity, oftentimes when it is convenient and it fits in with our to-do lists. We give you permission to override us when we're in those little greedy caves clinging to the ring of importance or recognition or simply giving power to circumstance to define our sense of safety and connection. Move us today in this study. Move our hearts, Lord, to override our minds so that we could be moved into generosity with our time, assumptions, and behavior. We want to make you recognizable in this world. Have your way with us, Lord, in spite of ourselves. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, so we are jumping into a topic that I personally have had a lot of experience with. Perhaps you have too. And it's entitled, Want Less Anxiety? Stop Being Greedy. In the previous podcast, when we explored three excuses that Edge got out in the midst of our busy lives, too often we make up excuses when it comes to drawing near to God throughout our day. In today's podcast lesson, we're going to explore the different faces of greed in our life, along with its connection to anxiety and how to edge God into all of it. There are three scriptures that stand out, and I encourage you to look these scriptures up, invite the Holy Spirit into your heart and to your mind, and invite God's presence as you read the Holy Scriptures, and simply ask, dear God, what is for me? As I read these Holy Scriptures, speak to my heart. I want to be transformed moment by moment into you. Less of me, Lord, and more of you. The three scriptures to explore, the first one is Luke 12:15, which says, Then he said to them, he being Jesus, watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Today, we're going to explore the different faces of greed. Many times, we have our own assumption of what greed looks like, feels like, and sounds like, and how we've experienced greed in life. Today, we're going to shake it up a bit, and we're going to look and explore the different faces of greed that perhaps we haven't taken a look at, and prompted by the Holy Spirit, as we enter in, will give us an opportunity to prune for growth. The second verse that focuses on greed is from Colossians 3:5, which says, Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Well, what belongs to our earthly nature? Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. That's Colossians 3:5. Then we jump to Ephesians 5:3, which says, But among you, there must not even be a hint, here we go again, of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. So what is the definition of greed? Clarity of focus leads to accuracy of response. Many times we use words that don't mean what we think they mean. like from the Princess Bride, if anybody's ever seen that. I don't think that word means what you think it means. The definition of greed is an intense and selfish desire for something, especially wealth, power, or food. The etymology of the word, actually, the word greed, speaks of a ferocious hunger for food and or money. But we can also transfer that into ferocious greed or intensity for time. We'll explore a little bit more of that as we move through this study. We're going to explore a few different areas of greed that perhaps hold us back from edging God in to our thoughts, words, and behavior. Let's face it, when we are in that space of ferociousness for something, that's an Animal Planet moment that usually involves three responses: stonewalling, or the fight, flight, freeze, which gives birth to stonewalling behavior, ugly talk, or defensive behavior. Perhaps you've identified with one or two of those on your Earth School journey in the last 48 hours. The definition of anxiety, because we're linking in this study, how do you have less anxiety? Stop being greedy. So what's the definition of anxiety? The anxiety that we're talking about in today's study is a feeling of worry and nervousness. It's an uneasiness, typically about an imminent event of something with an uncertain outcome. As human beings, we have connected our sense of safety to the need to know how things will turn out. And when we connect our sense of safety to this need, sometimes it's a ferocious need, we render ourselves extremely vulnerable to rising and falling, depending on how the outer circumstance unfolds before us. Jesus calls us up and out of that again and again and again. With such compassion, he calls us out of that space of anxiety. Let me share with you a real story from my own journey that pulls greed, remembering that greed is an intense desire for something, and anxiety, nervousness about an imminent event of something with an uncertain outcome together. This story, I think, gives you a clear visual of what that connection between greed and anxiety looks like. I encourage you to just open your mind to the Holy Spirit, and perhaps you have a story from your timeline that you will have some familiar feelings and thoughts about. Allow the Holy Spirit to prompt you into making this story personal and one that you can identify with in your life experience. As I sat in my oncologist's office, as he described the future ramifications as a result of the chemotherapy I would be starting that week, one big fat ramification lingered in my mind. In 2 weeks, I was told I would lose all of my hair, possibly eyebrows and eyelashes. With hair halfway down my back, this was a terrifying thought. Anxiety was roaring through my veins like a hungry lion, devouring my inner peace and confidence. Why? Because I had an intense desire to keep something I might lose, so much so that it robbed me of inner freedom that comes from my soul's knowing I am not my physical appearance. And peace would return as soon as I released this intense longing. I never realized that I was greedy for hair until I lost it. Now, you might say, after listening to this story, hey, I don't blame you for wanting to keep your hair. I think anyone in that situation would feel the same exact way. What's wrong with wanting to keep your hair, particularly since you're going through the experience of cancer? Looking at it from a lighter perspective, nothing's wrong with that for wanting to keep my hair in that situation. And many times, perhaps there's an attachment you have. And when you look at the fuller model of where that attachment falls into, you might say, hey, there's nothing wrong with this. There's no malice or wrong motive in this. Come with me on this thought, though. Nothing's wrong with that until the longing starts to rob your inner peace and confidence, which directly impacts how you show up in life. Greed breeds anxiety, which creates heaviness on the heart and discontentment. Have you ever experienced greed? Just pausing in the last week, allowing the Holy Spirit, inviting the Holy Spirit, we invite you in to sift us in our interior castle. Bring up to our 5% of our conscious mind any moment when we felt a selfish and intense desire for something that has resulted in anxiety, a worry, a nervousness, that we might not get what we intensely desire. Let's explore three specific areas, taking that template through three specific areas experiencing greed resulting in anxiety. Let's first look at time. Now, perhaps you've never associated greed with time, but let me just throw a few things out here that you might identify with. What if we have an intense and selfish desire for another person's time or intention? Nah, not me. I never have an intense, selfish desire for another person's attention. Specifically, look inside your household. Have you ever had an intense, selfish desire for the attention of any specific family member? Or greedy when it comes to your time that results in anxiety? Perhaps the time is around a project that you're working on. And you might be thinking in your interior voice, and perhaps it spills out into your outside voice, "Stop interrupting me. Can't you see I'm busy?" Have you ever said those words? You're just literally in a time crunch. You're typing away. You're finishing up the last loop of the project so you can close the action loop and move on to the next. This is worth reflecting on this week. Where has greed slithered into your relationship with time? Time for another person's attention, like a hunger or greedy, selfish desire. Pay attention to me, me, me. Time around your protecting your time, not allowing yourself to be interrupted with for divine moments. Now, there's nothing wrong with setting good boundaries. I'm not talking about boundaries here. It's a matter of the seed of greed that has a selfish component in it. And believe me, the Holy Spirit's been sifting me in this area this week as I've been inviting him in to show me the areas I'm greedy in. And things are popping up left and right that I never even thought about. So time is one area to really invite the Holy Spirit to look into. Let's move to the second area, possessions. Comparing and envying what others have, resulting in greed for more stuff. Sometimes it's as simple as greed for warm water when you're emotionally spun when it runs out because the other family members in your house have used it all up. There's no more warm water. Come on now. Let's get granular on this topic. This is important to really look at how greed shows up, particularly around the area of possession of something, more water, more food of something. Perhaps you've had some leftovers. Put it in the company refrigerator, if there's a shared refrigerator, and lo and behold, they're gone. Somebody took them thinking it was theirs. Notice where greed pops up. In the office, there's plenty, when you're thinking about work and your professional life, there is plenty of earth school opportunities to practice letting go of greed. Greed can literally wrap its bony little claws around an insatiable desire to possess responses from other people, the need to be right, liked, and understood, or possess the badge of honor, whatever that badge happens to be in the moment. So I encourage you this week, invite the Holy Spirit to sift you. Show me, Lord, how am I being greedy at work? What does that look like? Am I greedy with my time? Am I greedy with my possessions? Do I not share some of my ideas? The whole idea of copywriting. Being an author of several books, I've had a lot of people call me at different times throughout the years and say, "Hey, do you mind if I use this quote or this idea?" And I truly believe that it's God's. It's all God's material, and he can use it to encourage his people. So I kind of have my own thoughts on that. invite the Holy Spirit to ask you to release your grip on certain things. And greed can also create and produce other behavior, like hoarding behavior or gripping a hold of creating attachments, unhealthy attachments. They can even be pushed so far as to create cravings that don't help you, greedy for more food. That's why the original etymology around the word greed is an insatiable desire for more food. And so watch how that shows up. So we've covered time. We've looked at possessions. Now we're going to move to the third space to kind of explore, to see where you see the face of greed show up. Power. Power, power, power. An intense desire to control your status, popularity, and other people. Greed has a heyday in this space, resulting in a ton of unnecessary anxiety. Power over others is weakness disguised as strength. It is one of the areas that I believe Satan has a heyday in. And it's motivated by the belief, in order to feel safe and connected, in order to feel that I have worth and value, I need to have power. Power over people, power over outcome, which is why when circumstances don't turn out the way you want them to, you get spun. So have high noticing this week around the different faces of greed and how it shows up in life. The inner dialogue of greed sounds like this, because clarity of focus, again, leads to accuracy of response. We're kind of pulling back the veil and really seeing, what is this greed that we're told that we need to avoid and guard ourselves against, as we read in the scriptures earlier. The inner dialogue of greed sounds something like this. I need more. I need more. I need more time, money, space, attention, validation. It's not enoughness. Greed walks hand in hand with victimization and often results in a massive pity party. Come with me on this. When encountering people with physical limitations, Jesus would speak to the healing and release. Pick up your mat. Throw off your cloak. Take off your grave clothes. This was a release. Not a gripping, but a release. He called people into release. Greed grips and holds on to and comes from a space of lack and scarcity. I do not have enough, so I need to be greedy. We see this played out in the Old Testament when the Lord provided manna, and the instruction of the manna was, eat the manna you need for the day. Give us this day our daily bread. However, because of the greed in the hearts of mankind and the fear of not having enough, some people would store extra manna that fell from the sky, these little wafers, and they would store them. And lo and behold, the next day when they would look at their little greedy package of manna, it was covered with maggots. So this is a lesson that God is calling us to trust and surrender and release. Up the trust factor. Jesus was constantly healing and releasing. As he explored in Luke 5:24, pick up your mat, throw off your cloak to Bartimaeus in Mark 10:50, take off your grave clothes to Lazarus in John 11:43. So let's focus on reflecting on a few questions here. And again, you can re-listen to this and write these questions down, or you can feel free to print out the Edge God in Bible study that goes along with this podcast. But here are a few questions I'm going to put before you today. Reread the information listed in the learn portion of the study. Where do you recognize greed in your life? Now, this was when we were exploring the different faces of greed and how it shows up in your life. Where do you see it in time, possessions, power? Second area to explore, identify specific attitudes that edge God out of your behavior when it comes to being greedy with your time, attention, space, money, possessions. For example, I'll get greedy with my time when I have a deadline on a project. The gift of being a driven human being has the shadow side of impatience. And when impatience shows up and crashes my party, then I will have usually the behavior of perhaps my intonation reflects the impatience, the delivery of the words is impatient, reflecting the greed and gripping and give me space. I need to finish my important project. So the attitude of this type of greediness around my time when I have a deadline or a project is a self-centered focus. So I have the greediness that comes on the scene, the attitude that comes is self-centered, the behavior that pops up uninvited is actually stonewalling people that interrupt me, or as I mentioned, ugly talk. I'm giving you this as an example to kind of sift through some of your last week and look for an Earth School example of when you were greedy with your time, your attention, money, possessions, space. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you. I've invited him in this week to have his way with me in this area and to set me free. And wow, it's been quite the journey in humility. Set us free, Lord. Thirdly, explore the following scriptures on greed and invite the Holy Spirit to adjust a specific behavior you have identified in your life that is associated with being greedy and results in anxiety. Just choose one from this study. Ask the Holy Spirit to point out one behavior that is fueled by greed. It's based on fear of not having enough. So therefore, not having enough time to finish something, not having enough attention from another human being, not having enough material possessions to feel safe. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you how to resurrect your sense of safety and connection in Christ and release the grip on the need for outer circumstance, which is reflected in greed, to give you that sense of safety and connection. So again, we read in Luke 12:15, then he said to them, watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions, says Jesus. In Colossians 3:5, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Ephesians 5:3, but amongst you, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Observe how the heaviness of anxiety robs your peace and confidence in Christ as a result of this crazy serpent of greed this week. Let's explore a totem animal to greed, because greed kind of feels like this. As we mentioned before, Jesus was always after healing and release. Pick up your mat, throw off your cloak, take off your grave clothes. Greed restricts. I don't have enough. I'm going to hold on to. I'm going to restrict. So what if we just kind of think of greed as a boa constrictor? Greed slithers into your facial expressions, restricts them, body language, intonation, restricting how you show up in life, which results in a heavy version of you. Look out for that ugly behavior, man. Because it will crash the scene when greed is restricting your perceptions. And it commonly fuels below the line, lights off behavior like mind reading, impoverished assumptions, not based in reality, but fueled by an insatiable desire for more. And it will literally suck the life right out of you and those around you. So this week, nail down one behavior that you can identify that shows up in the presence of greed. Write it down, and I'm going to encourage you to run it up, what we call in Sherpa Executive Coaching. This is a technique from Sherpa Executive Coaching, Weakness Mountain. It's a four-phase technique, and it actually, in a nutshell, gives you the opportunity to really look closely at a weakness and to offer a change behavior. So we're looking at greed today. In a nutshell, we acknowledge the behavior. We confess it to the Lord. Dear Lord, I am a greedy person in these areas. I see it. I feel it. I see the ramifications of it. I acknowledge it. My name is Lauren Miller, and I am greedy in this situation. That's the first step of release. As Jesus said, whatever you hide, you are reactive to. Whatever you bring out to the light, you can choose a response. It loses its grip on you. So bring this out to the light. First, acknowledge it. Now, next, observe it. This is the next phase of Weakness Mountain from Sherpa Process-Driven Executive Coaching Program. Observe it when it shows up in your behavior. What does it look like? What do you feel like? What do you sound like in that greedy space? Next, after acknowledging and observing it, you change the behavior. You invite Jesus, and this is the Christian approach to this Sherpa Executive Coaching Program. Let's invite Jesus into the behavior and ask for the strength to replace the unwanted behavior with a behavior that aligns with your identity in Christ. What would that look like? Perhaps the opposite of behavior, when I kind of went through this myself, a change behavior was generosity. So I started to practice generosity in these specific areas: generosity with my time, generosity with my attention, generosity with kindness in my intonation, with assumptions around other people, generous assumptions. So choose a behavior that, and ask the Lord to show you what would be a behavior, Lord, to replace during those greedy moments, that unwanted behavior of greed, with a behavior that shows up that aligns with my identity with you. The fourth stage is to simply evaluate it. After practicing, perhaps you choose generosity as I did. What do you notice to be different as a result of implementing the new behavior and Christ-like attitude? What are the ramifications of that intentional shift in your behavior? So it's a four-step process. First, you acknowledge it, you observe it, you change it, you evaluate it. This is, I'm pulling from my certification in Sherpa Process-Driven Executive Coaching. This is one of my favorite exercises to use and implement. And we're adding the perspective from following Jesus. What would that look like, Lord? Show me. I acknowledge the behavior. I've observed it. Show me, Lord, a behavior that I can use to shift, to align with my identity with you. And then you evaluate to see how that's working. Invite the Holy Spirit into your anxiety flare-ups this week. Notice, is greed playing a role when it comes to having an intense desire for something to be a certain way? For example, you start a project, you get interrupted, as we mentioned before, by someone who needs a piece of information that only you have access to. Notice, is anxiety kicks in, and along with it, any ugly behavior that perhaps you notice? If this is the case, know that greed for time and space is at play. This exercise does not negate the importance of healthy boundaries. Rather, it actually highlights what's actually happening in the antics of greed in daily life and anxiety it produces. Generosity is a worthy character trait to explore in the face of greedy flare-ups in this life. So enjoy listening to this podcast again. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you 1 to 3 things. Dear God, what do you want to sift in my life? Where am I greedy? I know that it is for freedom that you have set me free. Help me to stand firm and not allow myself to be burdened by the yoke of greediness that's fueled by a feeling of lack and scarcity that produces behavior that often does not reflect, edging you into my words, thoughts, deeds, and actions. Dear Lord, those who give generously of their time, talents, and treasures in life will prosper and be refreshed. We're told this in Proverbs 11:25. Perhaps the prosperity that you speak of comes in the form of profound peace, contentment, and joy. We give you permission to sift our interior world and reveal to us the strongholds of greed that create undue anxiety and stress in our lives. We are nothing without you. Greed comes from feeling that we don't have enough of something. Therefore, an intense selfish desire for something begins to overtake our moral compass. And we find ourselves occupying the space of selfish ambitions, like Philippians 2:3 reminds us, as well as sleepless nights. Override us, Lord, for your purposes. remind our mind that in you we lack nothing. Move us to go for what you have tasked us to do in life 100%, to do everything we do as if working for you and not for ourselves and not for man. 100% as if we're working for you. And grant us the grace to be attached to nothing but you. Your heart in our heart. Our will consumed by your will. Get thee behind me, greed. I am a child of God. Take your time working through this study. There is incredible opportunity for shift and release around this area, around this topic of greed. May God be with you as you explore this and go inside your interior castle and ask him to show you those areas that he desires to release you from. Because we are called to be free in Christ, free from greed. And greed twists and grips, holds onto, and it comes from lack and scarcity. And in Christ, we lack nothing. So enjoy exploring this Edge God In Bible study again. You can download the PDF that goes along with this podcast. Surround yourself with people who make you a better person in life. Enjoy your gift of life, and we look forward to connecting with you again at our next Edge God In Bible study as God will lead us on. God's favor to you today.